USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Former President Donald Trump is making his first public comments after learning he could be facing a federal indictment related to the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol.
This is their way of cheating on an election. This is another way. Nobody's ever seen this before in this country. It's been seen before. It's a pretty well-known tactic for other countries, but nobody's seen anything like this.
Trump made the comments while in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, Tuesday. In a post on Truth Social, Trump said he received the letters Sunday night and was offered a chance to appear before the grand jury, which is set to meet at a federal courthouse in D.C. later this week. Democratic Trump opponents have said the U.S. Justice Department is trying to hold Trump accountable for breaking the law. At the same time, there's news today of a group of 16 people who are being charged as alleged fake Trump electors by Michigan's attorney general. She says the group signed paperwork in the basement of the state's Republican Party headquarters, also claiming at the time that they believed Trump had won the 2020 election. The two IRS whistleblowers who claim the Justice Department interfered with the criminal investigation into Hunter Biden will testify at a House hearing Wednesday.
House Republicans set the hearing after one of the whistleblowers, IRS supervisory agent Gary Shapley, went public with the allegations. The lead U.S. attorney in the Hunter Biden case and Attorney General Merrick Garland have denied the allegations. Last month, the president's son reached a deal to plead guilty in the tax and gun case and agreed to accept about 2 years probation and enter a diversion program. I'm Brian Shook.
A new incident of Russian fighter jets bothering American aircraft has been reported above Syria. The encounter happened Sunday when a Russian jet came dangerously close to a four-man U.S. aircraft. Last time, it was two drones that were interfered with. This is USA News.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried New Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
Investigators are still on the scene at the Gilgo Beach murder suspect's house. Mary Ellen O'Toole, a former FBI agent who's investigated serial killers, said they continue to search alleged suspect Rex Huerman's home and storage units.
They're looking for signs and evidence of other murders.
Police said they found more than 200 guns in a vault in Huerman's home. They appear to be legal. Crime scene investigators using tents and tarps to shield their work at an Amityville storage facility while boxes are being loaded into trucks and photos being taken of material found inside the storage units. Police doing an about-face and now say four of the six women found dead in the Portland, Oregon area do recently appear to be victims of a serial killer. Authorities previously insisted there was no link between them. Jesse Lee Calhoun, who was already being held on unrelated charges, has been ID'd as a person of interest in the case. Calhoun's a career criminal who was let out on early release in 2021 by former Oregon Governor Kate Brown because he helped fight wildfires while in custody. The trial's underway for five Patriot Front members who allegedly planned to disrupt a Coeur d'Alene, Idaho Pride event last year. Police stopped a U-Haul truck with 31 members of the white nationalist group inside near the Pride celebration. Court documents show the men had riot gear and were planning to confront people at the event. They faced charges of criminal conspiracy. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Does your vehicle have over 75,000 miles? Get maximum high-mileage engine protection with Syntec Full Synthetic High-Mileage Motor Oil, exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get 5 quarts of Syntec High-Mileage and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $34.99. Limit supply. Ask for Syntec High-Mileage at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.